We are on Daf Samachay Amud Beis. We have one Tosfos more on the previous sugya. The second Tosfos Alma Keren Kain Shagonat. We had learned yesterday the Gemara wanted to bring a raya to Rav from Rabbi Yaakov. Rabbi Yaakov said that if a balabayis, a shema, was torn tainis ganav bepekodin, benishba, ubo eidin, some amela, he tainted it was nignav, a tain tainis ganav bepekodin, then eidim came, so his chayiv, kefil, then he was moide, that he swore false, so he's chayiv and osham, and the chaymish that he is chayiv for the shvuah sheker, for the kviras moment, is oileloi bekfeiloi. And Rashi learns pshat that the chaymish and the kefil, if they're the same amount, so he's yaitse betashlume achaymish, which is a kapora, Rashi says, al yedei Tashlumei HaKefil. So the Gemara wanted to figure out how is this possible that the Chaymish of the Keren, and which is a fourth, and the Kefil, which is a double amount of the Keren, should be the same amount. So the Gemara said this is Araya to Rav. So we say Keren Kein Shegonav Tashlumei Aboba Chamisha Keshas Hamad Bedin, Tashlumei Kefil Keshas Hamad Bedin. So it's speaking about that Mikori Shavi Dalit, and later it's Shavi Azuz. So the Chaimish is paid on the Keren that he was Nishba B'Sheker, he was Nishba on a Keren of Dalit Zuzim. And the Kefil is totally in the Shas Hamad Bedin, which is Azuz. So the Gemara said from here is Araya Tarat. So let us see the second Tosfos. Alma Keren Kein Shagonat. Payment. So Tosfos asks, why is there Araya Tarat? Amar Loidochi, the Gemara should have been Matre this Raya, Kigoy. Let's say, I'll tell you what's speaking about Fakel, not like Rav. We don't paskin like Rav. Kigoin de mi kore shav yezuze, ulebesoiv shav yedalet. The other way around. That b'shas he was kaifer, it was worth azuz. Ulebesoiv shav yedalet, and later became worth four zuzim. Ukveil azuze ke'ein shagona. We will say, not like Rav. The kefil is kain shagonav, the loikerav. V'chumsha zuze kishas hamod bedin. And the chaimish is azuz kishas hamod bedin, because b'shas hamod bedin, it's worth balad zuze. Now, before we go further, we have to understand Mehechi Teisi, the Chaimish should be Dalet Zuzim. Yishalup Shas Hamad Bedin. L'chayre, the Chiyav Chaimish is on the Shvuah Sheker Sheboy. He swore, when it was worth Azuz, that's when he made the Shvuah Sheker. So l'chayre, the Chaimish is telling you what he swore on. Why should it make a difference that the Bishas Hamad Bedin, it's worth Dalit, he should have to pay a Chaimish of Dalit? This is one big problem. So the Shara Yitzchak wants to say Pshat and Tosfos as follows. He wants to say that the Svara is that the Chi of Chaimish is determined Bishas, he becomes Nischayiv in the Chaimish. Now, in order to become a chuyev b'chaimish, you have to be moider. Kol zman, he's not moider, he's not chayev b'chaimish. So it could very well be that even though the shvuah shekel was on Azuz, but the chiyev becomes the chiyev tashlum echaimish is chal when he becomes mechuyev b'chaimish, and that's with his haidah, and he was moider when it was worth 4 zuz. So memele, so yevaraya terav, I'll tell you punfakel tenrav, I'll tell you punfakel. The kefil is kishas agneve, and chaimish is kishas amode bede. And it'll also step. So yevaraya terav. But then Taisvis continues and says something which is very unclear. The Omar, the Tavra Oishasye Mishalim Dalit. Taisvis says, like we learned, a member of Rabbe, the Tavra Vishasye Yepay Dalit. So this is very, very difficult. How does Tavra Vishasye come in here? What connection is this to Tavra Vishasye? Tavra Vishasye we heard yesterday, that if a person stole a chavis and it was worth azuz, and later it became nisyaka and it's worth dalet zuzim, and the gazlan went and drank out the chavis when it was worth dalet zuzim, so he has to pay dalet zuzim because b'hu shaita kagozalai, there's a new gzele. That means there's a new gzele when he was shaisa, he stole it when it was worth azuz. But he, so that gzeili, because of that gzeili, he owes azuz. But later when he tavroi shasya, when he drank it, or he broke the chavis, now it's worth dalet zuz. But who shaita kogozole? He said it's a new gzeili, so he has to pay dalet zuz for the new gzeili. But what connection does this have if a person swore, and we're talking about a shema of a pekodin, that he swore, the Baalim came over to him and told him, I gave you a pekodin. It's worth now azuz. And he says, well, it was stolen. Fine. So he swore on azuz. Then later when he was moida, it's worth dalet zuz. Fine. So what connection does this have to Tavra v'shashia? This is very difficult. So Bemison, the Shita Mekabetzis asks this Kasha on Taisvis, what connection is this to Tavra Ishashia? So the Shita Mekabetzis says as follows, Ta Taisvis Rotzoloima Taimo de Tavra de Birshus Bailim Huker. We say that when it got more expensive, the Bailim's Chayfetz got more expensive, so the Yoiker belongs to the Bailim. That means we had learned Rashi, when Rashi explained the Chiddush of Rabbe. So Rashi says the whole Megillah. The Gemara says in Amavkit, Taime de Chol Kame de Ise Be'ene B'shusa de More Kame. Kolzman it's Be'en, it's considered the Bailim's. Do Boi Lahadura, he has to return it. So when it's worth Dalit, it's still considered the Bailim's. Hilkach b'shusa de mora hukra. So the yoiker that occurred with this chayfetz is considered the Bailim's chayfetz became this yaka. And that's why if he broke it or he drank from it, he has to pay the shavyas that it's worth now because the yoiker belongs to the Bailim. So the Shita Mekabetzis says that is what Taisvis is asking over here. Taisvis is asking over here that by Tavra Ishashi you see that later when it gets more expensive, so the Yoiker belongs to the Bailim, even though it's stolen from the Bailim, but the Yoiker belongs to the Bailim. So Memele, if we will say that the Chiyav Chaimish is Chal, the Chiyav Chaimish is Chal B'Shas Eidov, so you have to pay a chaimish of the dovel. That means he's returning. And the Shita Mekabetzis says one more thing. Vahochi Eirische Huben, im kein Machzel Kedahashte. So the Shita Mekabetzer says, we're speaking about that this Pekodn is Ben. If the Pekodn is Ben, and now it's worth Dalit Zuzim, so he has to return this Karen to the Bailam, it's theirs, the Yoiker is theirs, and you have to pay a Chaimish together with the Karen. The Karen that's being returned, which belongs to the Bailam, the Zachiyev HaShavev, the Heshev Es HaShomai, you have to return the Karen. So he's Mechuyev to return a Karen, which is worth Talit Zuz. And Bachamishisa Yosef Olav, he gives a Chaimish of this Karen that is returning. So a chaimish of this Karen is Dalet Zuzi, and they'll pay Kefil Kishas Agneve. So, and the Shas Agneve was Azuz, so Kefil is Azuz, and the chaimish is also Azuz. So, you don't have any raya whatsoever to Rabbi, to Rav. Be Yeshloima, so Taisvis answers, Deleka Lameima Hochi Klau. To make such a cheshbin, to say that the Karen, I'm returning a Karen of Dalit. And I'm paying a Chaymish Vachamishisha Yosef Olav of Dalit. And the Chiyev Kefil should be the Shas HaKfira, the Shas when he tied it Nigdav. You have no right to separate the Kefil from the Karen. The Lekal Amei Mahochi Klau. The Mehechi tasty the Karen Yeke Shasa Mother Bedim, the Kefil, Dalveye Kain Shagona, the Ein Lechalek, Ben Kefil, Dalveye Karen, Imlei Mekayach Apostle. That means Tamazay randomly to say that Kefil is Mishask Navy, even though, which is Azuz, and the Karen is Kishasa Mother Bedim, I'm returning the Karen, and I don't pay Kefil of the Karen I'm returning, randomly have no right to say this, because the Kefil is double the Karen, and if the Karen you're returning is Dalit, so the Kefil also has to be Dalit. I, Rav, said that we do differentiate the Karen from the Kefil. Rav said, Karen Kain Shagonav and Kefil Kishar Samod Bedin. So Rav had a posik. Imloi mikoyach haposik. Rav had a posik that Karen Kain Shagonav and Kefil Kishar Samod Bedin. So Rav could differentiate the Karen from the Kefil. But if you're being chaylik on Rav, and you just want to say pshat in this barais, and in order to be miyashiv, the cheshbon will say, speaking about mikorish of Yisuzel, b'soiv shav dalet, and it's ben, so the Karen is dalet, and the Kefil pay kishas hakvire, b'shas who was tain is ganev, you cannot say this without a limit. U'bezein lo nushum posik, v'rav nami d'machalik, aina mishum d'krokadosh. So therefore, without any limud, you cannot make such a chilek. Then Taisva says, v'oi d'balav hochi d'chi shapet, the Gemara says, a different dichoy. It's being that mikori shav yedalad, or b'soiv shav yedalad. And how could the chaymish be equivalent to the kerem? So he made four shvus. V'noyach loy, kifi ye'emes, v'oisin yishoy yemesai yoymer shayin lamida. V'ket, it's better to go with this dichoy. That means you said it can't be speaking about such a case. Moses says, no, it's speaking about such a case. Bafal Pikein, there's no raya to Rav. Now we're going to start a new sugya. One line before it starts getting white. Amar Rabbi Eloi, gonav tle v'nasa ayil. A person stole a tle, which is a benchone, v'nasa ayil. And by the Ganef it became an ayil, which is 2 years old. Or Egel, he gambed a calf, v'nasa shoyer. She was also 2 years old. Nasa shini biyodai v'konei. So Rabbi Loi says this is a shini. He stole a tle, and now it's an ayil. An Egel, and it's a shoyer. Tovach u'mochar shaloyu teveyach shaloyu moicha. So if it's a shinui, So now he made Tviche Chine Yiskoine. So now he made Tviche on this Ayel, on this Shoel. So he doesn't have to pay Dalad Vahey. Shalayu Teveyach, Shalayu Moicha. Now, when we learn this Gemara, we're going to see Meiridike Rashi, which is very difficult to understand. But let us, looking at this Gemara, it would seem a very simple Gemara. Rabbi Loi said that that the transformation from a tlet to an ayil is a shinui. And Mamela, he's koine the ayil, so the ayil is his. So Mamela, there's no chiyuv tvicha mechira because he shechted his baim, shini is koine. Now let us see Rashi. Now Rashi says, Muradik chedushim. Nase shinui biyodoi vekonoi bishinui. But now Rashi says, lahamilse. He was koine for this. The im tovach umochar shaloyu teveich. It's his legabe that if he shechted it, he's not mechuyev to pay dalad vehei. Upotar mi dalad vehei. Avol keren. V'keifel mishalem. But keren you'll pay, and keifel you pay. Keren ki hashte. Keren you pay how much it's worth now. V'keifel ke'en shegonav v'kishas hamod bedin, and that we'll see later, and dav samach bov. Now we have to understand, Rashi is saying meiridike, meiridike chidushim, which is very difficult to understand. Rashi says, you pay keren kihashte. So now let's understand, what does that mean? That means I stole a tlet, which let's say was worth $100. Now it became an ayil, so it's $200. So I shechted it, I put it in dalad vehei, because it's my ayil. Nasashini biyodoi vekonoi. So Rashi says, but you have to learn this v'koni with a grain of salt. I was koine lohomilse, that I'm part of Dalad Vehei. But how much will I pay the bailim? How much an ayil is worth? Now this is pilei ploim. If it's my ayil, so I should pay him how the ayil is worth $200. I should pay him $200 for the keren. I shechted my ayil. I should pay him $200. So therefore, Rashi was very careful in the beginning of Rashi. Rashi says, it's not konei legamri, konei lahomilse. I'm koine it that it's considered mine, legabi tviche mechire. But legabi keren, it's not mine, it's his. So I have to pay him $200. This sounds like double talk, but al kaponim, this is what Rashi is saying. Let us try, number one, to understand why Rashi said what Rashi said. And then number two, to understand what Rashi is saying. We have two problems over here. It could be that Rashi had a meridike kasha. Omar Rabbi Loi, gonav tle v'nasa ayil egel v'nasa sheir, nasa shini biyodei v'konei. It's his. It's a shinoi in his koine. So what does Rabbi Loi have to continue? Tovach or mocha? If he shechted it, if it's my ayil, if it's my shoel, so you have to tell me, I'll tell you 20 other things. No, it's his. If he married Anisha, she's Mekodeshes. I mean, if it's his, if it's nasashini biyodei vekonoi, that this is called ashinoi, and he's koine the ayil, so if I shechted it, I'm shechting my behemoth. So you have to tell me, no, if he shechted it, he's potter from Dalad Vehei. Rashi held that this is superfluous. So therefore, konai, you have to learn with a grain of salt, that it means konai bishini lahomilse. He's saying that what I said, konai, the im tova chamacha shalei tevech. It's his. Legabi the din of tvicha mechire. Gavur Kharashi Dav Tzadik Vovam at Beis, we have again this memra of a Rabbi Loi. As she says, again the same shtik teire. Nasir and Tzadik Vav Amid Beis, Rashi says, it's the first third of Rashi, Nasir Shini B'yodei V'Konoi L'Kach. For this, the Im Tavach HaMacha, Shalai Tavach V'Shalai Yemoicha. And Mishalem Elakeifu, he's coined it for this purpose. That's could be Rashi, the Loshna Gemara bothered Rashi. Rabbi Lohi, it's not necessary. You learn Koine means Koine Mamesh, so you know, the second half is superfluous. If it's mine, I'm part of it. I shechted my behemoth. That's number one. Number two, let us see, there's a Rashi that Samach Vavam and Aleph that says Shinui Koine. Heichi deshani lohu biyodayim. Pshitalei midereise vadei kone. Now Rashi and Samach Vavam and Aleph says shinui koine, deshinilei biyodayim. So, seems Rashi is differentiating between a shinui biyodayim. This is not a shinui biyodayim, this is a shinui dememele. It got more mature, it got bigger, older. So that's why Rashi held the Shini is only kind of Shini biyodayim. A Shinui not biyodayim, you're not kind of legamri. Laha milsa you're kind of. Now, we could learn Pshat and Rashi. But I'd just like to say over the Loshen of the Tzofnas Paneach, the Rogatchova, he says such a lotion, and I like to try a little to explain what he's saying. Nishtanis me'eleho, if it's nishtane by itself, that's a shini de me'ele. Nehei de kone al yedei shino, even though he's kone, etzem hadovor shayich lahanigzal. Even though he's kone, but the etzem hadovor belongs to the nigzal. V'shini b'yodayim kol adovo hu shalai. Now, he also says something, which we have to understand what all these things mean. It could be, and then I try a little to explain what could be, that what he means in Pshat and Rashi is as follows. When you have, and then we'll try to explain perhaps the mechanics, how this works. A behemoth has in itself two components. There's the etzem behemoth, and there's the value of the behemoth. I have an ayil. So I have an ayil, they have the behemoth. The behemoth is the behemoth. And then you have the shavius of the behemoth. It could be, that is what the Rogatchover is saying. The shavius of the behemoth, that means that ayil is worth 200 zuz. These 200 zuz belong to the nignav. We'll see soon why. The 200 zuz belong to the nignav. It's his. But the behemoth belongs to the ganav. That means if we'll split the behemoth from the shavius, and we'll say that is what happened. That this Ashinu de Memela Rashi holds is not Ashinu be Yadayim. Ashinu be Yadayim belongs completely to me. It's mine. It's mine. The 200 zuz belong to me. It's mine completely. That's Ashinu be Yadayim. Ashinu, that's what the Lashon of the Rogatchover. Kol Adovo Hu Shaloi. The whole thing is his. Nishtanis meile neide konal yedei shinui etzem adova shayich lanigzal. That means the shavius of the behemoth, the value of the behemoth, which is kolol in the behemoth, this belongs to the bailam. This never belonged to the ganav. This still belongs to the bailam. So meile, we'll try to explain this soon. But with this we can understand meiridik what Rashi is saying. So Rashi is saying when I shecht a behemer, so really I'm taking his $200, I'm being mazik his $200. So Rashi says when it comes to the keren, I have to pay him $200. I was mazik, that's Rashi, that's what Rashi says, Karen Kahashta. It's not my $200, it's his $200. So I pay Karen Kahashta. But the knas of Dalet Vehei is of Aishecht. A shayr and said, the shayr sheboy is mine. That means if we split the shavius from the gufa behemah, so we can say the shavius belongs to the bailim, and the gufa behemah belongs to me. So I'm being masik his mumming, I'm being masked his mumming, but the behemah is my behemah. So I'm not chayiv dalet vehei. Konoi laha milse. For that means, even though the mumming is and the bailis is his completely, but the behemah is mine. So there's no chiyuv dalet vehei if I'm shechting konei laha milse, that if it's my share, so there's no chiyuv dalet vehei because I'm shechting my share. But the mumming is of this share is his. And perhaps to understand this a little, there's a Moridike vote that the Chedush Yerim says in an oat. The Chedush Yerim says, by a real shinui, the Chedush Yerim says, a Moridike zach. A real shinui, pshat is, let's talk about a shinui biyodai. What's a shinui biyodai? A person stole a log, and he made a table out of it. That's a shinui biyodai. So he's kaine. So the Chedush Yerim says, just like we understand, it's a table now, it's not a log. The log which the owner possessed is non-existent anymore. There's no log on the world. It's not pshat is that every shinui is, it's something new, and mitzad acher, that which was in existence till now is non-existent anymore. There's no log anymore. The bailim possessed a log. I got news for you. There's no log. There's a table. So a table, not only pshat is it's different, but a table, when I make a table, the pshat is your log is non-existent anymore. So pshat is in what you had ownership, you had ownership in the log. I got news for you. There's no log in the world anymore. There's no such thing as a log in existence. There's a table now. That's a shini biyodayim. That's called that what you possess is non-existent. Now there's a davar chadosh. So memela belongs completely to me. This is mine. This is mine. That's the din of shini kait. That's a shini biyodayim. That means biyodayim I made from a log a table. So memele, your thing is non-existent anymore. So it belongs to me completely. I have to pay you for what your thing was worth. But your thing, don't talk about your log. This is past history. There's no such thing in existence anymore. The Chedush Yerim tells this to a dover shezaroi kolo gedulei truma. He says you have a kernel of truma, and so it's truma, and then I go and plant it, and the kernel disintegrates, and tvue comes out from this kernel. The tvue is not truma. Why is the truma? Because the truma is no more in existence. The kernel which was truma the arise is non-existent anymore. It's not here anymore. That what comes out is a davar chadosh. That davar chadosh is not truma. So the Chedush Yerim says by Yeshini, it's also the same thing. By Yeshini pshat is what you possessed is non-existent. You possessed a log. I got news for you. There's no log anymore here. There's no log in existence. There's now a table. So what you possessed is non-existent. I owe you money, but it's non-existent anymore. That's a shini biyodayim. Now we'll talk about a tle v'nasa ayil. This is something different. It's a tle v'nasa ayil means to say what you possessed is non-existent. Before it was a tle. Now it got more mature. It's bigger. It's heavier. It's whatever it is. But to say that what you possessed is non-existent, that is not true. This is my behemoth. God, it's my behemoth changed, but not that my behemoth is not in existence anymore. So this is a different type of a shinui. This is different than a normal, than a shinui biyadai. And Rashi held by this shinui, you split the hair. Since it changed, so since this, you can't say that what you possessed is non-existent anymore. You can't say such a thing, because the Tlevin Nasa Ayil is, this is my behemoth, it's still here. It changed, but you can't say what I possessed is non-existent. So my bilis remains. But the change that it came about, now it's an ayil, it's a change. So Ligabi, the Gufa behemoth, not the shavius of the behemoth. This was the chiddush of Rabbi Loi, which is a moiridik chiddush. Rabbi Loi said, "Nasi shini biyodoi vekonei lahamilse." The whole nafkamin will be legabi dalvei. That's it, because he have to shecht a shoyer. The shoyer sheboy is mine. The shavius sheboy is his. So that's why Rashi says, "Keren kedahashve," and Dalivahe Yapata, because he was kinda Laha Milsa, that is no Khiv Tashlume Dalatvay. Fine. And other Rishinam Achila Kutrashi, the Dach Mishikimakibetsa says, he's kinda, so have you pay Karen Kahashtin? Other Rishinam did not like Rashi, but Al Kaponim, this is Lakhaira what Rashi is telling us. So Rabbi Loi was telling us there's a mitzas shinui, a shinui de memela that splits the mominus is still remains and the gufa chayfetz belongs to the gan of konei lo hamilse. Eisvei Rabbi Chanina le Rabbi Loi. And if we don't learn like Rashi, but we could also understand this is a different type of a shinui. This is ichanar a shinui of that the previous chayfetz is non-existent anymore. So this is a chiddush of Rabbi Loi that a shinui de b'meila is also called a shinui. Eisvei Rabbi Chanina le Rabbi Loi. So Rabbi Chanina is takash to Rabbi Loi. Gon aftla v'nasa ayil. Egel v'nasa sher, mishalem tashlumei keifel, v'tashlumei arbo v'chamishe ke'en shagona. So you see, klonat, the way you said, you paid dalet v'hei. You just told me that at levenasa ayil, there's no chiv dalet v'hei. The baraisa says klo, you paid dalet v'hei. The shume is ke'en shagona. You paid dalet v'hei of a tle. You don't pay of an ayil. But you pay dalet vehei. Bisalke daitach konye b'shinoi. If you say that it was konye b'shinoi, am I mishalem? So why do you pay dalet vehei? Shaloihu teveach, shaloihu moich. So you see, klo that you're not konye b'shinoi. What does Rashi say? Ke'ein shagonav. Lekamen oisvine l'rav mehoda omar, tashlume keifel v'dalut v'hei, kishas hamod bedin. Rav said that tashlume keifel v'dalut v'hei, kishas hamod bedin. So memele, and here you see, you pay kein shagonav. So that's akash and dav samachlov. Ule rabbe, now Rashi has, I have another kasha. Ule rabbe do omar tavire oishasye mishalem dalet kidahashte. Rabbi said, you pay dalet kedasht. And here it says, you pay dalet vehei kishas hamod bedin. So this is a problem on Rabbi also. And the Gemara doesn't at all speak about Rabbi. Leke loy suvi. The yochel ishnuye, the hach masnise, kevel vedalet vehei daf kenokat, aval keren heiche da ashbach kiyashta mishalom. Very interesting thing, even though kefil would mean the double tashlumim, medalet vehei is really gimel vedalet. But dalet vehei means the tashlume knas, don't take it literally, Dalet Vey. It means the Tashlum Eknas that you pay for Tvicha Mechila, which is in Yisoid Gimel Vadalet, that you pay Kishas Agneiv. The Karen Take, the Karen could be you pay Kishas Amodah Bedin, according to Rabbi, or Kishas Atvicha, you'll pay, I mean, the Tamu Vishas, you'll pay Kishas Atvicha. So in Rabbi, we don't have a problem. Omalei, let's get back to the Gemara. So now, Rabbi Loi asked Akashe to Rabbi Chanina, Vela mai, Shinei loi koni. That's what the Shita Mekabetzah says, Shinei ki hai gavna loi koni. That means you're saying this is not called a Shinei. A memeledike transformation from a tlet and isle is not called a Shinei. Amai mishalim ke'ein shegonav. So why do you pay kefil ke'ein shegonav? That means he pays kefil of a tleh. Lishalim ki hashte. So let him go and pay kefil of an isle. An isle and a tleh, according to you, are the same thing. It's not called a shtanus. So memele, so why should he pay kefil of a tleh? Omele ki hashtai ne taime delay mishalem mishim da omele ture ganve mimoch. Because he can tell him that I you only pay kefil on what I stole from you. Did I steal a share from you? Diche ganve mimoch, did I steal an aisle from you? I stole a tlen, I stole an eagle. So, Rav Chanina is saying something very, very interesting. He's saying, Kefil in Dalet Vehei is paid on what he stole. He did not steal a shir. He did not steal an isle. So, Memele, you pay Kefil on what you stole. But when it comes to Hilcha Shinui, he says it's not a Shinui. So he's splitting the hair. Rav Chanina is splitting the hair. He's saying that you didn't steal a shoyl, so you only stole a nagel, so you pay dalet vehei of what you stole. But it's not called a shinui. A shoyl is not called a shinui from a nagel. Amalei rachmonin itzlon mahaydaita. This is splitting the hair. Is it called something different? So you should be kind of a shinui. It's not the thing that he stole. No, you say it's not different. It's not called a shinui. So if it's not called a shinui, so what are you telling me? He didn't steal a shoyl. A shoyl and an eagle are the same. So why shouldn't he pay dalet vehei on a shoyl? So he said, Amalei rachmona nitzlon meidaita. Amalei adarabah rachmona nitzlon meidaita didoch. No, Afaket, you're saying Amalei kechidush. You're saying it is a shini, it's a mikta shini, it's a shini lagabi dal dvehei, I mean, or a fila on Rashi, to say that there are certain qualifications that are necessary in order to give it a shame shinui. For shinui kaine, the shini de memela is not called a shinui, the lagabi shinui kaine. What does Rashi say? Ture gamba minoch bitmiye. Maskiv lo rabzeire, v'nikninu b'shini Hashem. Fact, rabzeire an rabchanine, fine. You say the word that's not called a shinui. It's not called a shinui. A plen, a aisle. It's not called a waznishtane. It's a shinui de memele. Just got older, thicker, heavier, stronger. So it's not called there was nishtane. We'll see later there's such a concept of shini Hashem, but the name changed. Before it was called a tle, and now it's called an isle. And in the shame, it's a complete shinui. That means it lost the previous name, now it has a different name. So Memele, so it's a Shini Hashem. And the Shini Hashem is also Kaine. Amar Rove, so Rove answered, I got news for you. Sher Ben Yoimai Korisha. It never changed the name. I mean, that's called, it was always called a Sher. It's always called a Sher. Ayel Ben Yoimai Kori Ayel. Sher Ben Yoimai Kori Sher. The Siv. Sher, a kesef, a eski yivolet. So the pasuk says, the day it's born, it's called Asher. So maybe we say that it's a shini Hashem. It always was called Asher. When we want to differentiate in the year, so this we call the nagel. But Napshad is this is a new name that it acquired. It always said this name. But the word egel is magdir, the beprotius, the first year, it's called an egel. But it has the same shade also with it. Ayel ben yoyme kore ayel, dirsi ve'ele tzaincha lo yachalti. That Yaakov was telling Lavan about his honesty. He said, ve'ele tzaincha lo yachalti, and an ayel is 2 years old. So, eilem huda lo yachal, kvosim ochal, that means he was very careful. Yaakov yishemes, he said, I didn't eat the eilem, but the kvasim he ate, the kvasim atle, that's still 2 years he ate. Lav shma mino, ayel ben yoimai kori ayel. Ben yoimai is also called an ayel. So memele, to this kasha you asked on Rab Chanine, you should be kinder b'shini Hashem, I got news for you. There was no shini Hashem. The Shem that it has now, it always has. Let's see what Rashi says. Nikninu b'shini Hashem. Nehei de shvach de gufa lehavi shinui. De shvach, that what is, it was a physical change. That's not considered a shinui. De memele koshobach v'ozal. This is a shinui de memele. It's a shinui de memele, so it's considered I have the previous behemoth. No, it's mashbiach. Aber mir beschmo vade ishtani, but it's sich as a shini Hashem, it has a different name. Let us see Tosfos. Vi amret shini koine perish ki haidet leve nasa ayo. That Rab Chanina's kashan, Rabbi Loi, was not that Rab Chanina disagreed that there's a concept of shini koine. So the Gemara says, Ayel ben yoyme kori ayel, miuvade linyin korbin, amrinin da ayel ben shtei shone, kidachsiv mokemacha kebes ben shnosoi, so an ayel is ben shtei shone. So now, Taisus also splits the hair over here. He says, an ayel, ben yoyme is kori ayel, but a korban oshen has to be an ayel, and a kevis is ben shana, it has to be ben shtei shanim. So how does this stem? This is the beautiful Malbim, in Vayikra Oishin Nun. The Malbim says as follows. The shame ayel is given to the koyach that the it possesses. K'moi kegever ein eyol, or eilei ha'oretz. Eilei means strength, the strong ones. And memele akevis alemela is not called an ayol. It gets the shame ayol when it reaches a certain maturity, a certain koyach, then it's called an ayil. Umemela loinikra kein ada yoyse ben beishonim. Says, ay, Rove was mechiach that ayil ben yoyne kori ayil. Shomedaba beloshim b'nei Adam. That was how Yaakov Avinu spoke. That's not sheyidabru lefomim b'derech halchove. That means Yaakov was telling Lavan, I didn't, that means he stretched the lashon. That means the shame ayil, halachically, apidigdik is a strong keves, which is a 2-year-old. But he wanted to say, Beloshne ben Ayodim, he said, even your good small ones I didn't eat. So he gave them a shame aisle to show that means even though they were tempting, I didn't take the good small ones, the strong small ones. So Beloshne ben Ayodim, one can call a good keves an aisle, even though it's bederech hachove, that's not alpi digduk, but that's how people speak. So since in lishne b'nei odom, one can call a keves ben yoimai an ayil, so that's a kodashini Hashem. The Shem didn't change because lishne teire lechud, lishne b'nei odom lechud, and if in lishne b'nei odom, it is called an ayil, so this is not called that the thing changed. Yeah. Mikol makim kasha. Let's get back to the Gemara. But the Gemara says, fine, but whatever we have here, Rabbi Chanina brought a Baraisa, that the Baraisa says that there's a chiyuv dalad vehei by tleven nasa ayil. That's klal, not like Rabbi Loi. Rabbi Loi says there's no chiyuv dalad vehei. Omar Rav Sheisis, Amoni Beishamahi, the Omri Shinei Bimkoimo Emedes. That Beishamahi holds that Shinui, even though there's Ishtanis, it's the same like before. The Shinui does not in any way, does not in any way make a transition in Bailis. The Loikoni, you're not Koine. The Sanye, we learned about Raisa. Nosan lobes neno chitim bososon soilus. There's a din that an esnan zoine is also legavoya, which means an esnan zoine is a payment for znus, that the person who's mezame with a zoine is miyached, this should be the payment for the znus. This is a tayeva, so this is tayavas Hashem gam shneim mechir kela beslan zayna. So this is also the gavoya. So we learned in a baraisa as follows: Nosan lo besnen ochitim vasosan soilus. He gave ochitim for the esnan, and she made from the chitim soilus. Zaysim vasosan shemen, anovim vasosan yayim. Tony Chodo also, so one Baraisa says that the soilus, the shemen, and the yain are also the gavoya. But Tony Chodo muta, and one Baraisa says it's muta the gavoya. For Omar Rav Yosef Tony Gurion de Measpurik, he said as follows. These are machlekes, these two Baraises. Beishamai oisrin u beisilu matirin. My time of the Beishamai. What is the time of Beishamai? That Beishamai says that even though it was nishtane, the esna was nishtane, it's still also the gavoya. The siv, it says te avas Hashem gam shneim. What's the gam? Le rabois shneim. That even though it was physically changed, the esna was chitim, the esna was zaysim, and it was physically changed to soilus and shemen. It's also also the gavoya. Ubeisilul heim veloy shinuyehem. Shnehem, these things, the mechir kelev, the esnan, heim, that is also. The esnan was chitim, the esnan was esim, that is also. But the shemen and the kemach, which was not the esnan, so that's mutter. Ubeishamai ahu heim, so heim is a miyad. It's heim is a miyad. They and not something else. Heim v'loy v'lo they say him who does. No, it's coming to tell us that if the head of Lot nosel la behemah vesneno and the behemah head of Lot, so the Lot is mutal gavoy. That's the miyut on heim. Ubeisilu tante shamat minay. Beisilu holds I can learn out both dinim from this heim. Heim v'loy shinu yeyem. Heim v'loy v'lo doyseyem. Ubu Beis Hillel Hachiv Gam. So the Gemara says, Gam le Beis Hillel Kasha. That's right, the Gam is mar by something. So what Beis Hillel did with the Gam, we don't know. That's Kasha. Let us see Tosfos. Homoni Beishamahi. So our Gemara, Rabbi Loi said, that by Emerson, there's a machloikis, Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel, if Shini is kaine, if Shini is not kaine, machloikis tanoim. So this beraisa that says, Yechayiv dalet vehei by Tlev and Asai, is going according to Beis Shammai. So Tosfos says, Hai Shinuye lesa l'rove, the Islai beraisa goizel kame, davke l'gvoye osri Beis Shammai mishum de imis. There's a machlokes there, Abaye and Rove. Abaye enumerates all the Tanoim that hold that Shinui is not Koine. He says, Beis Shammai, because Beis Shammai says that the Seilus is also, and Rove says, I'm sorry, Beis Shammai holds Shinui is Koine. But Legavoye, it's Mos, since it came out from a Chitim, which were an Esnan, so this is Mos, Legavoye. But in Hilchis, and Hilchis Gzeile, Beis Shammai also holds that Shini is kain. So Rabbi Loi is not like Chava. Ve'im Taima, Heichi Medamalei, Dema Inyan Esnan Eitzol Shini. For Tosfos, we're comparing two different halachas. We're comparing two different halachas. That Beis Shammai said that it's also. So where do you take see that Beis Shammai holds Shinui is not Koine? I mean, this is where we're comparing Yeredeya to Choshe Mishpat, and Yeredeya, the Seilus is also. So that's Muchach, that Shinui is not Koine. V'yishloime de Kosova, Abiloi holds the Shinui Koine, Im kein roihu lahata shinui be'esnan. The choshev ka'achal. And here we see this four, which we mentioned l'chay from the Chedushirim, that the gedda of shinui is that this is another chayfetz. This is the first chayfetz is non-existent anymore. This is, that's, if shinui would be koine, and that's the longest, the what I stole from you was non-existent. This is a different thing. I stole chitim from you, and there's no chitim anymore in the world. I'm sorry, there's flour, there's not chitim. So, I shinui koine, im kein royu lahata shinui be'esnan. So, the choshev ka'acher, this is a different commodity, this is a different chavetz. The lumdus of Shinui, if I look at Shinui, Bimloi Muvan Amila, and that is why Shinui is Koine, I say that which was stolen is non-existent. This is something different. This is a different thing. That's the lumdus. So, Mimela, this is not the Gzela that I stole. So then by Esnan, it should also be Mutta. This was not Paul the Yoga, but Teres Esnan. Umimis Nami Loi Mois. Rabbi Loi holds, if it's something different, what's it? It's Mos. The Chitim was an Esnan. This is a new commodity, which was non-existent. So that's why Rabbi Loi holds it's Toli Ho Baho. If you look at the gather of Shinui, that it's considered a davar acher, it should work by Esnan also. And if Beis Shammai holds it's also, so we see he holds that it's not called another thing, it's called the same thing. Heim v'loi shiniyeya. Teime. So the Gemara says, but let's learn our Gemara elech. Our Gemara says, Beis Hillel holds shinui iskoine. And the Makair is Esnan, Heim V'loi Shinuyei. And as we said before, if it's Nishtane, it's a Dovaracha. Taima, the besomach nafkele le rabbe de shini koine, mikro achinan daf samach vov, we're going to have rabbe said shini is koine from a different posting. The chiv asher gozal, ke'ein she gozal yachsel. If it's kasher gozal, if it's similar to what it was, b'shas zela, you return it. If it changed, you don't return it. So he has a limud from kasher gozal. L'cheirin here we see Beis Hillel learns from Esna. Void koshe, the Rav Chisda koma, we have a Rav Chisda further, that says shini ene koine. The Dorish Asher Gozal Mikol Moke. That what he stole, even though it's not Kasher Gozal, it's Asher Gozal, even though there was a change. So it seems Rav Chisda is not like Beis Hillel. Ubagoizel kame koma Rabbi Yochanan dvar teure gzela hamishtanis chayzeres beineo mitachsiv eishaves agzela mikomoke. V'chi pligi Beis Hillel, so Tosfos says, we have a Rabbi Yochanan, we have a Rav Chisda, the whole deshin is not koine, so that chayle kam Beis Hillel. V'nire l'ri, so because of these kashas, the ri makes a whole kimte. There it's speaking about Ashini Hachoizel Lebriyosoi. Vahochi Maisi Bereish Hagoizel Kame, Milse de Rabbi Yochanan. Now let's just say what does Ashini Hachoizel Lebriyosoi mean? Ashini Hachoizel Lebriyosoi means as follows. A person stole yarn, and he wove and he knitted a sweater from the yarn. So Lamaise, the yarn is I can go now and unravel the sweater and get back to the yarn. That means in other words, the yarn is that I stole is still in existence. I made a sweater out of it. But Al Koponim, it's not considered that there's no yarn anymore. The yarn is here, it's in the form of a sweater. But you could go and unravel the yarn and then it'll come back yarn again. Unravel the sweater, but come back yarn. Or let's say I took four boards and I banged them together and made a bench out of them. So the boards are here. They're, now it can be used as a bench. That is the shaila. That's the machlekes Rabbi and Rabbi Yechner. Rabbi says, but it's not kasha gozal. It's not taka, you have four boards here, but it's not kasher gozel. Now it's a bench. Now it's a sweater. That was the chiddush of Rabba. Ashini achoizel lebriyosei. And Rabbi Yochanan and Rav Chisda says no. That this isn't called ashini. In Hilchah Shini, it's not called ashini, because the boards. It's called the yarn changed because you made a sweater out of it. It's the same yarn, but so memela. So that's called. This is the gzeila asher gozel. I stole yarn, and here's the yarn. The yarn is in the sweater. That's the machloikis rabbi, Rav Chisda and Rabbi Yochanan. Mil rid l'kama, mayri b'shini achayz l'bu yosef. Vochi ma'isi b'reish agayz l'kama milse, the Rabbi Yochanan. The Rabbi Yochanan speak about the shini achayz. The rabbi, the b'samach sovod, afil the shini achayz l'bu yosef in amika. V'tzrichi t'rei kroi, and you need, that's, and rabbi needs to psukim. The lave lechatka, I only have the posik of heim v'loy shini yayim, ava mekmin lo b'shini shene chayza. So that's why Rabbi to bring a second posik, but kasher gozal it's not. It's taka heim, but it's not kasher gozal. Oh, the maisi Rabbi siyu ledvorov mimas nisen da gozal eitzim. Rabbi brings a raya from this Mishnah, Mishim Demairi, Bishini Chayzel Lebuyosa, because that Mishnah is speaking about a Shini Chayzel. Kidmukele Hosom Bereish Pirkim, Be'etzim Mishupim, it's speaking about you had smooth boards and you made a bench out of the boards. Be'tzemer Tovri, or you had thread, you had yarn, and so the Mishnah is speaking about a Shini Chayzel. So Rabbi would arrive from the Mishnah that a Philoshin Yechais is also kind. Vahidaloi hispik litin loi atshet salloi. Gnev later on Daf Samach Vov, that Rabbi's going to bring a raya, speaking about there was Reishis Hageis, which is supposed to be given to the Kohen, and the Yisrael took the Reishis Ageis and dyed it. And there it says that he's Kohen, he doesn't have to give it to the Kohen. So Rabbi understood, it's speaking about a dye that you could take off the dye. That's a Rabbi Lermshad. It's tzovoy, but it's not, it's colored. And that is a color on it. You wash it, the color come off. And you can take off this dye. Rabbi Yochanan learns pshat that that would speak about lehispik litnoi litin loy atchet tovi is speaking about a dye that does not come off. Mukilo bekole ilon de loy ova. The rabbi nira loy doichik lamida bekole ilon loy ova. That's speaking only about a certain dye, since it didn't specify. It said tovi colored it. Didn't say how it was colored. So Rabbi learned it speaking about it was colored in any type of a dye. Say a dye that comes off and say a dye that doesn't come off. So Rabbi brought a raya that Shini Achoizer is Koine. Rabbi Yechon, it says, no, it's speaking about Dafke, a certain type of tzeva, kol ilom, which is not Choizer. That's where Rabbi brought a raya from here.